What have been some of the most significant impacts of Afreximbank's efforts on women entrepreneurs in Africa?
Digitization is the way the world is going now, and women entrepreneurs need to be completely up to speed with the capabilities of digital solutions that are available to them.
Welcome to Trade Finance Talks, your go-to trade, treasury and payments podcast brought to you by TFG. My name is Dipesh Patel, editor at Trade Finance Global. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Gwen Mwaba, director and global head of trade finance at Afreximbank, discussing how we can empower women in trade across Africa. Trade is not gender balanced, particularly across developing and emerging markets, which is why we're focusing on Africa as we launch our inaugural Women in Trade, Treasury and Payments campaign 2024. So Gwen, welcome to Trade Finance Talks. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Dipesh, for inviting me and asking Afreximbank to be a part of this important conversation. I'm really happy to be here.
Let's get straight into it. How does Afreximbank's vision actually support the inclusion and the empowerment of women in trade across Africa, particularly also in the treasury and payment sectors?
Afreximbank is a key player in supporting the inclusion and empowerment of women in trade across Africa. And in the treasury, trade and payment sector, I would say that Afreximbank is very big on providing and facilitating things like mentorship programs for women within the organization. We also have training programs which are directed at upskilling women employees so that we can attract more women into the sector. So we provide a number of capacity building training workshops, both internally and also those facilitated by external parties. And what this does is it just prepares women to better navigate the field of trade, treasury, and payments. Within the organization, we have a mentorship program where women leaders mentor other upcoming women who are still progressing through their careers so that they can shortcut their navigation through, you know, sometimes complex organizational issues as they build their careers. The bank, finally, I'd just like to mention, is very big on gender diversity. And this is quite evident through the number of directors that we have holding management positions within the organization. And more recently, we actually had the first female ever executive vice president appointed to an executive position within Afreximbank. So that's quite a milestone.
Thank you very much. And directors, including yourself, of course. You've mentioned mentorship, you've mentioned capacity building and providing those shortcuts and acceleration in careers. Gwen, what are some of the real challenges that women across the continent face whilst trying to become involved and accelerate their careers in trade, treasury and payments?
There's a couple of things from a career perspective, and maybe I'll just keep this to the career perspective before we talk about clients. Some of these challenges include some of the things I've mentioned previously, which we are trying to address through things like mentorship programs and training. But I think having the right skills to be qualified to get jobs and build their careers in the sector is one impediment that we see manifesting itself. And this is quite evident when we go out into the market and are trying to recruit skills. Oftentimes we find women who we like, they might be corporate bankers, but they don't have all of the skills and experience in the treasury, trade and payment space. But we will take those who have some grounding, just give on-the-job training. I think other impediments that women face in building their careers in the sector, like I think this impacts women in across all of banking and maybe even across all of any other kind of business, includes things like not being able to have a support system around them when they want to, for example, start a family. Women have to go on maternity leave, and what this does usually is they will lag behind their male counterparts in terms of career progression because of the time that they have to take being off work. In some instances, we also find that women have challenges with progressing their careers because there's an expectation in some societies that women need to play a certain role. So to be a high-flying career woman is frowned upon. You could extend that conversation right down to when children are still going through the school system. You'll find that in some societies, male children are more favored than female children in terms of access to education. So if they don't go through through the right education system coming up to having a career in treasury and payments, then they will always lag behind their male counterparts. I would say societal pressures in some parts of Africa is still a big push. But the good news is we have seen a lot of change in the banking landscape in the last few years with more women taking on leadership positions, because one of the other key challenges that I found women faced was not having enough role models that they could look up to. But I think that's changing now. We have a few female CEOs heading banks across the continent. So I think this will help drive people who are aspiring to come into careers like trade, treasury and payments.
Thank you very much, Gwen. So I think you've highlighted lack of support systems during maternity leave, an incorrect skill set to develop the career, and that general stigma around women who do want to progress and be leaders within their organization and the societal pressures they face. I guess reflecting on some of the previous initiatives you mentioned at Afrexim Bank, such as the mentoring scheme, what have been some of the most significant impacts of Afrexim Bank's efforts on women entrepreneurs in Africa?
That's a great question. And very similar to how Afrexim Bank approaches its capacity building activities for employees, we also do the same for women entrepreneurs. So we do run capacity building programs which are targeted at women who would like to accelerate their involvement in trade, particularly cross-border trade. More recently, we've introduced an SME program, which if you look at data of the majority of SME-owned businesses are owned by women. So these programs actually, through the liquidity that Afrexim Bank provides, is indirectly targeting women. We provide lines of credit to financial institutions who are focused on supporting SMEs. So that's one of the areas in which Afrexim Bank assists. But we do have other initiatives which we find are helping female entrepreneurs across the African continent. One of the things that we've noticed is the lack of trade information or access to trade information across the African continent. So we have a trade information portal called a Trader Club, where entrepreneurs can become members through subscription. There is a free basic level subscription where people can subscribe as a first step to access information. And what this portal does is it gives information regarding market access so that women entrepreneurs who would like to export, for example, to neighboring countries can start to understand what the needs in those markets are so that they can target those markets to supply their goods and services. Afrexim Bank also promotes role modeling even within our client base. For example, we have a very successful client that is in the cocoa industry in Ghana. She basically started off as a trader of cocoa beans, buying beans from Cocoa Bod and selling it on to other traders. Through Afrexim Bank's intervention, this company was able to be encouraged to actually set up a manufacturing plant, which was financed by Afrexim Bank. So now they're not just trading cocoa beans, they are semi-processing cocoa into cocoa cake, cocoa liquor, and cocoa butter for export to manufacturers outside of the African continent. But what is really interesting about this business is it's not only owned by a woman who is also the CEO, her CFO is a woman, her entire senior management team are women, people on the shop floor are women. So that's just one example of some of the initiatives that Afrexim Bank runs to support women entrepreneurs.
Hey, enjoying this podcast? Hit that follow button for more. Thank you very much, Gwen, and I guess that targeted education and also targeted multilateral financial support is really key there. Digitalization and digital transformation in the form of equipping women entrepreneurs and women-owned businesses with those key digital skills to trade cross-border and intra-Africa is key. And I think we talked about this last year at our Women in Trade, Treasury and Payments event in London. How can Afrexim Bank leverage and continue to promote digital education and give females those skills to be able to trade digitally?
Yeah, great question. And actually, digitization is the way the world is going now. And women entrepreneurs need to be completely up to speed with the capabilities of digital solutions that are available to them. Afreximbank has a few initiatives that we run. And of course, when we offer these digital solutions, we also offer the training to the users of these solutions. So I mentioned our trade information portal earlier. The trade information portal actually sits within a universal ecosystem of different digital solutions that Afreximbank offers. One of which is one you might be very familiar with, our KYC repository called the Mansa Digital Platform, which basically enables KYC verification by corporates and banks. If you are Mansa verified, it's easy for banks to then be able to provide you with solutions, for example. Within that ecosystem, we also have developed a digital solution called the Africa Trade Exchange, which is basically a digital exchange for buying and selling all manner of commodities. And this initiative was established to support the implementation of the AFCFTA. So we onboard buyers, we onboard sellers, and this is where entrepreneurs can take advantage of that solution. And we also onboard banks who would be willing to finance trades between buyers and sellers. So it's a whole marketplace. And then underpinning it, we also have a logistics solution, which once goods are traded, they can also find the logistics solution to move their goods from one place to another, depending on where the buyer and seller are located. But more importantly, Afreximbank also acts as the payment bank underpinning this Africa Trade Exchange. One of the key innovations to support this platform is our Pan-African Payments and Settlement System, PAPS, which enables buyers and sellers to trade in their own local currencies. So just to give an example, a seller in Kenya will receive Kenya shillings for the goods that they sell to a buyer in Rwanda who will pay in their own local currency. And what PAPS solutions for is reducing the impact of US dollars for both the buyer and the seller. As I've mentioned, all of these digital solutions help women entrepreneurs, and Afreximbank actually provides the training for their use. And finally, Afreximbank, through our HR department, has an Afreximbank Academy, which has a number of digital courses and of non-digital courses accessible to people who want to upskill themselves in anything to do with banking and trade.
So we've talked about Africa Trade Exchange, the Mansa Verification Portal, the Pan-African Payment Settlement System, or PAPS. I guess looking ahead, what new initiatives or programs does Afreximbank have in the pipeline to further support women in trade, treasury and payments?
Afreximbank is looking at a couple of new initiatives and programs that would help women in treasury, payments and trade, and particularly entrepreneurs again. One of the key solutions that we're looking at is the setting up of export trading companies across the African continent. And what this model basically entails is aggregating of goods or commodities from different markets, and in order to create scale. Let's say, for example, you have many producers of sesame seed, but on their own, they're just too small to be able to export. This program would aggregate sesame seed into one location that has the highest comparative advantage, perhaps package and brand under one brand, and using that volume, then export outside of the African continent. Such initiatives are very well suited to women, as they are many, many women who are involved in various commodity chains. So this can apply to virtually any commodity or goods that you can think about. Another initiative that the bank is working on is building of industrial parks across the African continent. And these industrial parks are focusing mainly on light manufacturing. Light manufacturing, again, is very suited to female entrepreneurs, because you're talking about perhaps small electrical components or garment factories. Or we also have mega farm projects where you can have smallholder farmers. Again, smallholder farmers are largely women. So all of these initiatives are intended, again, to support female entrepreneurs.
Thank you very much, Gwen. And final question, in line with our theme for women in trade, treasury and payments. In one sentence, what does inspire inclusion mean for you?
Inspire inclusion to me means you can't be all things to all people. Just be the best version of yourself that you can be.
Gwen, thank you very much for joining us on Trade Finance Talks.